With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Secret Services Director says the roof where a shooter opened fire at Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally was identified as a potential vulnerability days before the event. GOP Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas tells agency director Kimberly Cheadle she has to provide some answers to questions about the shooting.
Tell us what went wrong. A special agent in charge, the person who was there. Tell us, and don't try and play a shell game with us. Do you have the ability to effectively, as the director of this agency, to understand what went wrong and at least tell us, I do or don't know what I'm doing?
Cheadle was berated for hours by Republicans and Democrats, repeatedly angering lawmakers by evading questions about the investigation into the shooting. Also on SRNnews.com, in her first public appearance as President Biden in his 2024 campaign, Vice President Harris said the president's achievements are, quote, unmatched in modern history.
In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
Harris is making her first visit to a battleground state today with an event in Milwaukee. The visit comes after Harris locked up enough support from Democratic delegates to win her party's nomination to challenge former President Donald Trump. It also comes 2 days after President Biden dropped his reelection bid. At least 157 people have been killed in mudslides in a remote part of Ethiopia that's been hit with heavy rainfall. Local authorities say many of the victims were killed while they were trying to rescue survivors of an earlier mudslide. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead by 35 points. NASDAQ futures, meanwhile, are down by 11. This is SRN News. An ancient Christian building is discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. This is SRN News. After losses last week, Wall Street rebounds.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street, clawing back some of their losses from the worst week since April. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Monday, breaking a three-day losing streak. It was the first gain for the index since setting an all-time high early last week. The Dow rose 127 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.6%. Big tech stocks regained some of their sharp drops from last week. Nvidia rose 4.8%. Treasury yields mostly climbed in the bond market after President Joe Biden said he won't run for re-election. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.26%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi plans to raise spending to create more jobs and spur economic growth. Modi is under pressure to generate more jobs, and his budget is designed to appease crucial coalition partners. More details at SRNnews.com.